punching a time clock and working 9 to 5. We're talking about working around the clock, rain or shine, hot or cold, because crops and animals won't wait. Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, g'day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. My partner in crime, Miss Jill Metter, she's out hauling hay. Her father must have been listening yesterday because she's got AC in the truck today. So all is good. And speaking of Jill, her little baby brother, Austin, he turned big 16 today, 1-6. Happy birthday, Austin. Hope you have fun hauling hay on your birthday. So anyway, happy birthday to them. Anyway, let's check out some temperatures. Way up there in the panhandle at Eva, 78 degrees. Way down south here towards the Red River, Altus is the hottest spot in the state of Oklahoma at 101. Cheyenne's at 89. Roger Mills County actually had some brief showers this morning. I heard a couple people got put out of the hay field. So anyway, Cheyenne, home of the secret weapon. I bet he went right straight to the restaurant and ate breakfast when he got rained out. Anyway, 94 at Arnett, home of Lori Campbell, 89 at Woodward, 93 at Breckenridge, 93 at Medford, Cherokee's 93, Tipton's 99. Out here in the Texas Panhandle, let's check some of those temperatures. 101 at Odell, 91 at Wellington, 96 at Canadian, Texas. So anyway, a little bit of update on some news. As you guys have probably heard from the Becken County Sheriff's Department and the Oklahoma Department of Ag, special agents out there that are working the cattle theft case from down around Willow, down in Greer County. A little update on it, and one of the special agents called me earlier right before the show and wanted me to put out this information, and I'm going to abide by that. Anyway, they found some of the cattle already, and it's been down by Trigger, south of Elk, and then on over towards the east in that area. Somewhere, it's all along 152 south of Elk. So if landowners and people observe any cattle anywhere along 152, let's just pick a couple points. Let's go from Sayre clear over there to the junction south of Burns Flat in that area, a couple miles, give or take, each way from 152 north or south. Please keep an eye out for them. I think there's one red one left, one bull, black bull, and four black cows still missing. And they all have, and I might be off one number there, but anyway, they all have the D3 brand on it. So please keep an eye out on for it. If you do see them, please contact your local sheriff's department or one of the special agents for the Oklahoma Department of Ag. So anyway, we'll keep you up to date. And I'll remind you guys again here in a little bit. Maybe some people tune in late. So last segment. Anyway, keep an eye on those cows. Looks like somebody's turned them loose, and they've recovered some of the equipment, the trailer and one of the lawnmowers. And so anyway, all right there in the Carter area. So anyway, keep an eye out for it if you would, please. And we got so much to talk about today. Jill and I have been really super busy with guests here the last 2 days. We've missed out on some information. You know, speaking of the cattle theft deal, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour today. And, you know, if you become a member of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau or even a member of the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, there's a $5,000 goes towards a $5,000 reward for information recovering anything that's stolen from you with the Farm Bureau. And then on the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association, up to $10,000 reward for information. So this is good stuff. This is a good time to be a member of one or the other or both. And actually, I'm a member of three. I'm a member of them, the OCA, Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, Oklahoma Farm Bureau, and then a member of the Texas and Southwestern Cattlemen's Association. So it's a good thing to be a member of them. They'll be right on it. If it can be found, them are the guys that you want to get it found. All right, let's see what happened overnight in the big three things that happened in our farm belt. December corn is down a penny, while November soybeans are up 4 cents. Wheat is currently mixed. CBOT wheat is down 3 cents. KC wheat is up 3 cents. This was overnight. Minneapolis wheat is up 8 cents. Bob Linneman, commodities broker, says the current state of conflict between Ukraine and Russia will keep the commodity prices volatile. The bears were able to regain control in the wheat and the corn market on Wednesday, he said. Headlines of Russia stopping the assault on Ukrainian ports sparked a sell-off. The situation is going to have headlines that favor the bulls more than the bears. How's that? He added soybeans fared better yesterday as traders worried about the forecast and the impact on yields. Today, the Corn Belt will again face high temperatures over 100 degrees in some areas. Well, welcome to our world. American ethanol production reached the highest level in nearly 2 years in the week that ended last week, July 21st, according to data from the EIA, Energy Information Administration. Production of the biofuel rose to an average of 0.94 million barrels a day last week. That's up from 1.07 million barrels a day the previous week, and the highest level since October of 21. Quickly in the Midwest, by far the biggest producing region, production was up to 1.02 million barrels a day. That's up from 1.008 million the previous week. So there you have it. Central U.S. faces the heat right along with Kansas, Oklahoma, and Texas. From southern Minnesota to northern north central Texas, a large swath of the state in the middle of the country are currently under a heat advisory. Near the Quad Cities, the heat index is expected to be as high as 113. The Omaha area may see the heat index reach 108. An excessive heat warning is in effect through most of Illinois, southern Iowa, Missouri, parts of Minnesota, Nebraska, Kansas, Oklahoma, Texas. You see, I keep going on, but anyway, we got lots of stuff going on. Extreme heat and humidity will significantly increase the potential for heat-related illnesses. Let's get a quick look at what the markets are doing right now before we take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. Corn is down 3 cents at 536 for September. December is 545. March is 556. Soybeans for August, 1547. September, 1463. November, 1409. Soybean meal for August, 467.80. September, 446.20. Soybean meal for October, 423.40. Soybean oil, August, 68.35. September, 65.60. Hard red winter wheat actually is one of the very few grains in the green today. September's at 875. December's at 886. It looks like oats are down 425 for September, 445 for December. Let's see what cotton's up to. Cotton's on the up and up. They're almost, it likes, if it doesn't hit 90, I don't know what I'm going to say. October, cotton is at 89 cents a pound. December is at 87 cents a pound. So there you have it. Let's take an Oklahoma Farm Bureau break, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau, and we'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season, because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325. for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs, or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Do you love the great outdoors? Maybe you enjoy trap shooting or skeet shooting, or maybe getting some target practice in at the firing range is your thing. If you're that person, you love guns. Hobart Farm and Garden has a whole room dedicated to guns, gun safes, ammunition, and more. It's quite impressive. You gotta go check it out. They are Western Oklahoma's platinum Browning dealer and Glock stocking dealer. They're located at 1030 South Monroe in Hobart, Oklahoma. If they don't have it, you don't need it. Hobart Farm and Garden.
We will be an ag bank forever. There's just no way around it. Western Oklahoma, that's kind of a big deal around here. And we like to structure that stuff to where it fits your operation. You know, one size doesn't fit all. We're able to take what you need and have it fit you specifically. It helps guys with their cash flow. It gives them a little relief knowing they don't have to come up with a payment during a slow time of the year. They're not having to sell calves early to make a payment. I'm Jason Redd, and I help make the difference at First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre.
Member FDIC.
Cattle have to eat. When grass runs short and you want to strengthen your herd, go with Hi-Pro. For Hi-Pro, go to Cowman's. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply in Erie specializes in bulk feed. It's always in stock, and prices are good. And the way they take care of you is even better. If Gary Mills says he'll do it, it gets done. Every time. It's nice to know a place like Cowman's is around to help ag producers here at home. Cowman's Feed and Ranch Supply, 117 West 2nd in Erie. Call 526-3070.
A good afternoon to Jimmy's great stewards of the land once again. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, July 24th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,147 head were sold. 7 head of steers at 246 brought 355. 3 at 587 brought 249. 6 at 682 brought 260. 32 at 758 brought 249. 25 at 881 brought 239. 11 at 923 brought 235. 7 at 941 brought 236. 6 head of heifers at 481 brought 240. 14 at 564 brought 233. 10 at 642 brought 242. 4 at 688 brought 212. 5 at 722 brought 212. 54 at 909 brought 216.75. 17 at 975 brought 215. Butcher cows were 60 to 116. Butcher bulls brought 190 to 139. Bred cows were 1150 to 2275. Pairs brought 600 to 2900. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction, exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma. Sale every Monday at 10 a.m. You can sign all Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
XIT Auctions will be selling a good farm equipment auction Saturday, August the 5th, just east of Altus, Oklahoma. Trucks, tractors, trailers, a nice combine, and much more. For more information on this auction or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. That's Saturday, August the 5th, 7 miles east and 3 miles north of Altus, Oklahoma. Check all the details out on the web at xitauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
Ooh, Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Currently on the Gabe Gadzit Mesonet Center here in our studio, 90.7 degrees, humidity is 40%. Showing the winds are out of the south at 3.4 miles an hour, and so might be right. I don't know. Can't look outside. We're here in the metro area, Elk City, with all these skyscrapers and stuff, so we don't get the wind like they do outside. I picked Odell, Texas. For your update in the panhandle, it's 101, heat index is 101, humidity is 24%, dew point's 57, the winds are out of the south at 5 miles an hour. Peak wind gusts so far today, 21, looks like 2.47 inches of rain so far this month in precipitation. 8-inch soil temperature there is 90 degrees, the ground is really warm there. So anyway, that is your update there. All right, let's check out what's happening with the cattle. Let me get stuff updated on this Oklahoma Farm Bureau Hour. Here we go. All right, live cattle for August, down 37 cents at 178.30. October, 179.80, down 15 cents. December, live cattle, 183.70, up 15, 187.65 for February. Up 35. Feeder cattle are up. August is 244.82. September's 248.47. Leading hogs for August, 101.65. pretty steady for the day. October's 83.20. December 75.90. Oil's back above $80 again out here in West Texas, 80.51 for September. And natural gas is still down a little bit today. August is 2.51. Okay. I haven't gave you no cattle prices all week. We've been busy. So let me tell you what's going on in the northern part of Oklahoma with slaughter cows and bulls and cows and the whole nine yards. Compared to last week, slaughter cows are $5 to $7 higher. And from what I've seen from Hobart yesterday, it definitely is. Slaughter bulls are $3 to $6 higher. Demand was moderate. And supplies include 68% slaughter cows, 11% replacement. I'm seeing that number keep creeping up every week. So there's some people out there looking to replace some cows, which is good. Slaughter cows, breakers, anywhere from $13.46 to $15.96. Prices was anywhere from $118 to $130 for breaker cows. Quite a few boner cows weighing anywhere from $11.26 to $14.38. We're bringing anywhere from $104 to $125. Lean cows, $9.74 to $12.40. Price range is anywhere from 90 cents all the way up to $110.50, with $110.13 being the average price on the high end. Bulls, weighing anywhere from $14.05 all the way up to a big boy, $26.40. Average weights on them is basically 1405 to 1996. Price range was anywhere from 108 to 132, 134. Yep, 134 was a high end on the bulls. Bred cows, medium and large number ones, weighing anywhere from 1145 to 1205. We're bringing anywhere from 1300 to 1500. Cow calf pairs, medium and large number ones with 150 pound or less calves on them. Not a big deal there, but they were bringing 24-25 is what those pairs brought. Pairs, medium and large number ones with 150 to 300 pound calves on them were bringing anywhere from 21-10 to 22-50. Cow calf pairs, few of them here with over 300 pound calves on them, medium and large number ones, looks like they were bringing anywhere from 22-10 to 24-50. And then some cow-calf pairs, medium and large, one to twos, with 150 to 300-pound calves. They just one of those brought 1675. At Hobart yesterday, let's check this out. Steers, 5 to 6, bringing 285. 6 to 7s, bringing 255. And that was up to 255. Let me rephrase that. 7 to 8 weights, we're bringing up to 237.50. 8 to 9 weights, bringing up to 228. And then on the heifers, they got some 4 to 5s, we're bringing up to $3. 5 to 6s, we're bringing up 265. 6 to 7s, bringing 240. 7 to 8 on the heifers, 223. And 8 to 9s, bringing 227. Some cows, slaughter cows, were bringing top in at Hobart yesterday was $127.50. $118.70 was actually the average price of the slaughter cows yesterday. And slaughter bulls, $137.50 was high end, with $124.25 being the average. And it looked like they had some pairs sold yesterday anywhere from $2,775 all the way up to $2,825. Nice price for some pairs if you're selling. How's that? Okay, today is the Oklahoma Farm Bureau Happy Cap Hour, brought to you by the Roger Mills County Farm Bureau. As Oklahoma's largest general farm organization with members in all 77 counties, represented by 77 county farm bureaus, our work and efforts span all of agriculture as we work to ensure state farmers and ranchers can focus on what they do best, growing and raising the most affordable, safe, abundant food in the world. You can easily join Roger Mills Farm Bureau by going by our office in Cheyenne. Memberships are $37.50. It's cheap and come with many benefits like insurance, life insurance, free roadside assistance, and discounts with various businesses. 580 580-497-2579. Again, here's your number, 580-497-2579. Or go to okfarmbureau.org to join the Oklahoma Farm Bureau. And when something gets stolen, $5,000 reward money, and get a lot of help. The Oklahoma Farm Bureau and the Oklahoma Cattlemen's Association are great organizations to become a member of. So when you run into something, which I hope you never do, just never know. Things are crazy here in America. Well, let's take a OK Farm Bureau break. When I come back, I got some Mr. Jimmy Taylor from Roger Mills County. He's been out in San Diego. He might still be out there, but I have some news for San Diego, California, with the beef checkoff coming up right after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
SEI Agritech in Elk City is now an Oklahoma authorized distributor for Avanta Seeds, offering Avanta Seed in corn, forage sorghum, and milo. Advanta Seeds is focused on sustainable agriculture and providing farmers with quality seed. Advanta is now offering 0% financing through December 2023. So stop by SEI Agritech on South Randall or give Kent a call at 580-225-0317 for more details on Advanta Seeds. The future begins with the seed.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards weekly cattle sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
You've heard us talking about the 30-year-old ratchet that Napa replaced, no questions asked. A customer had a question about that particular transaction and that particular policy of replacing tools regardless of age. He walked into the Elk City Napa store and asked, "Do you guys really do that?" And the answer was, "We replaced two last week."
We try our best not to tell the customer no, but to find what they need. Napa Auto Parts of Elk City, 716 West 3rd. More parts for more cars.
I was a teacher, and so I taught him in high school. What I always noticed about Mickey was what a leader he was. And part of it is because he's so willing to do the work himself. We had an incident this past December. Had the freeze in Mangum, had a pipe bust in the wall, and it's just a mess. And Gary called Mickey, and honestly, the plumber did arrive first, but Mickey and his daughter were right behind him. They brought tools, and they helped Gary clean out the bedroom, and they mopped the floor, they took the carpet up. And when they left, I told Gary, I said, we couldn't live in a better town, because that would never happen anywhere else. And we're very thankful to have him. I'm Celia Nippert, and Gary and I use Mickey Lively because we know that when we have a need for our insurance, that Mickey and Farm Bureau will take good care of
it. Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Where's your plumber when you need one?
In Elk City. That's where Klein Mechanical's ready to tackle those messy jobs that we all try to avoid. They're also looking to hire an experienced journeyman plumber with experience in residential, commercial, and utility work. Pays competitive along with a generous benefits package. To apply, just go by the Klein Mechanical Office at 101 Stout Drive in Elk City or give them a call at 580-225-1242. That's 225-1242.
XIT Auctions will be selling a good farm equipment auction Saturday, August the 5th, just east of Altus, Oklahoma. Trucks, tractors, trailers, a nice combine, and much more. For more information on this auction or to talk about your auction, call me, Aubrey Latham, 580-393-4440. That's Saturday, August the 5th, 7 miles east and 3 miles north of Altus, Oklahoma. Check all the details out on the web at xitauctions.com. XIT Auctions, ready to work for you.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. Hey, was anybody out in the hayfield this morning? It was a beautiful morning to be out in hayfield. I went out and raked some of my feed hay that I got down with some peas in it, and it was a nice morning to be no wind, a little bit of dust behind your rake. Some buddies of mine were out baling hay. Well, one had to wait till daylight. He's too tight to pay the light bill on his tractor. He doesn't have lights on his tractor. It's 2023. Put some lights on your tractor, old man, so you can get out there and get stuff done, and then that way you can go goof off during the day. But no, we don't have any lights on our tractor. Okay, I'm going to go with Alva today. And as soon as it comes up for your Northwestern Oklahoma forecast, you Long Rangers. Currently it's 91 degrees there, feels like 96, dew point 69, humidity 48, no rainfall, southwest winds 13 miles an hour, sunset at 8:47, current watch and warning, you are under a heat advisory, as most of all Oklahoma's under a heat advisory or even a heat warning. Today 104 and hot. Tomorrow 103 and hot, 102 and hot. Saturday, Sunday 101, Monday 102. It just don't look good. According to some of the weather or meteorologists here in Oklahoma City, next week, sometime towards the end of the week, they're looking at maybe we're getting a break from our heat wave we got going on. But it is July, so in the first part of August, and it's always hot in Oklahoma. We just been spoiled. Speaking of being spoiled, coming up this Saturday, July 29th, from 8 a.m. till noon, why it's cool, at Ackley Park right here in Elk City. It doesn't matter where you're from. You don't have to be from Elk City. If you're 15 or under, come on down to the KECO 96.5 8th Annual Kids Fishing Derby and Presidio Family Day in the park. Mini golf. Carousel be running. Our city manager, Tom Ivester, will be out signing autographs. I don't know if he will or not, but anyway, sounds good. Specially marked Big Fish Award, $100 each. And I will be doing the weigh-in along with my partners in crime here from the station. Oklahoma Department of Wildlife Conservation will teach a fishing class starting at 8 a.m. And so come on out, free t-shirts, loaner fishing poles, and bait while supplies last. For more information, go to KECOFM.com. It's going to be a blast out there. Game wardens are going to be out there. So if you started, since I'll be doing the weigh-in, I'm going to have to steal this again from Aaron and Jared's show, Skinny on Sports. Anyway, if you show up with weights in your fish, me and you's going to have a little talk, and then I'm going to yell at one of the game wardens, come get you. But surely 15 and under, you hadn't learned that trick yet. Anyway, it'll all be fun. So come on out this Saturday from 8 to noon. It'll be good. It'll be fun. All right, we'll have some fun on that deal. Anyway, like I said, I can't wait for my favorite game warden with the lieutenant in front of him. He's going to be gone. I hate that. Our force gump of game warden, Lieutenant James. Anyway, he's not going to be there, but he said there's going to be somebody there for me to give crap to. So anyway, it'll all be fun. All right, let me check you out. Where it is. Where's my deal at? Please don't. There it is. Okay. John Hudson of Chicago, Illinois, was honored with the Cattlemen's Beef Board's third annual Beef Checkoff Visionary Award during the general session of the 2023 Cattle Industrial Summer Business Meeting in San Diego, California. The award recognizes an individual in the beef industry who has demonstrated great support of the commitment to the checkoff goals and vision. John has been an important part of the beef industry for decades, says Jimmy Taylor, 2023 chair of the Cattlemen's Beef Board. He had a vision and an energy that made a powerful imprint on the people and processes behind the Beef Checkoff program. John saw the strength of the state beef councils and the importance of having a consistent national checkoff across all states. He also greatly values producers and appreciates his role approached his role as their advocate and champion. For these so many other reasons, John truly deserves the 2023 Visionary Award. A native of Roseville, Illinois, John Hudson grew up General Livestock and Grain Farm. He earned a bachelor's degree in agriculture education with the animal science option for the University of Illinois. He received a COTUS Memorial Award as the College of Agriculture's Outstanding Senior in 1966. What was I, 4 years old? After graduation, Hudson became Assistant Secretary of the National Livestock and Meat Board Beef Industrial Council. He was named Vice President of the Meat Board in 1969 and taking a leave of absence in 1978 to serve as Executive Director of the Campaign for the National Cattlemen Association. So anyway, in 1980, following the campaign, Hudson was named Meat Board President. He served in that capacity until the organization merged with the NCA in 1996 to form the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. Hudson was inducted into the International Stockman's Hall of Fame and named Agri Marketer of the Year 1995 by the Chicago chapter of NAMA. He served as the leader of the NCBA Consumer Marketing Center until 1999. He retired in 2000. So anyway, congratulations, Mr. Hudson. Appreciate your hard work for the Beef Checkoff. Anyway, it's pretty cool. Just had to throw that in there today. I like people getting awards. And then, you know, I come across it and I see Jimmy Taylor's name, so I had to get it going here. Okay. The U.S. Senators approved bipartisan amendments to the annual defense policy bill Tuesday the night that would prohibit China, Iran, North Korea, and Russia from purchasing U.S. farmland and screen American investment into high-tech ventures on foreign adversaries' soil. To me, I think we shouldn't let foreigners buy land in America, period. Because even though we banned China, Iran, North Korea, Russia, there's going to be so many loopholes there. So anybody could probably still buy land in America. It's just one of those deals. I think either North or South Dakota's got it. They have to approve the government there. The Agriculture Department does a really serious background search on anybody outside the state that comes in to buy land. So it's pretty, they got her down. By a 91-7 vote, the lawmakers approved a measure that would require review and direct the president to halt or waive agricultural land transactions by the four nations. The amendment would empower the Committee on Foreign Investment in the United States to evaluate the land deals. The committee already reviews other inbound investment transactions. Of the 40 million acres of U.S. forest and farmland owned by foreign investors at the end of 2021, China accounted for 383,000 acres of that. That's less than 1%, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture on its report on foreign land holdings. The 2022 purchase of 300 acres by a Chinese-owned corn processing company near an Air Force base in North Dakota triggered concern among some lawmakers, as did this discovery in February of the Chinese surveillance balloon hovering over Montana, home to many U.S. nuclear missiles. So there you go. You have it right there. I threw this out there last year and had a lot of good feedback off of it. Tonight, Thursday evening at 6 o'clock, at Redlands Chiropractic in Elk City, the fresh Elk City homegrown veggies we'll be selling from the Pritchard Vegetable Farms. Lots of tomatoes, okra, peppers, squash, zucchini, and cucumbers. Corn, if he can get it picked today after work. 2 ears for a dollar, good deal. A few cantaloupe. We will also have some 12-ounce containers because Suzanne and Brian and their family now have the TJ's taco truck, so they've got some stuff coming in for there. So be there. I would say there be there about 5:30, sitting in the parking lot. And then when you see a couple of these, I'm not going to point out names or nothing, there's a couple women, you see them start easing up there when Brian and Sam pull in there, you best jump out and get behind them, because these ladies will get her all. Anyway, just kidding. So anyway, get there and be there sitting in the parking lot. As soon as they pull in with that new vegetable trailer they got, it's good. I help all people with their vegetables, selling their vegetables, or you got a farmer's market. All you have to do is text in here, 580-225-9697, or if you know how to get a hold of me on my personal phone, or text me, whatever. I promise you, I promote farmers markets all over Western Oklahoma. I just got to know about it. I'm sorry. There's so much stuff that goes on in agriculture. I can't keep up with it, and my short-term memory is zero, so text me during the show, and I'll put a word out for you. How's that? Anyway, we'll go from there. All right, let's see here. Let's take a Oklahoma Farm Bureau break. When I come back, we'll finish out the show with the Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast, and I got a couple other things. One of them is the CRP that they're talking about, changes, major changes coming in that, in the farm bill coming up. And also, the top 6 survival tips for raising teenager farm kids. Coming up right after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
Staples has big savings on everything you need for back to school or stocking up the office. Save on signs, banners, and posters expertly printed by Staples Print and Marketing Services. Save on the latest tech and tech total support plans to keep your new or existing PC running right. Plus, save on all your back to school essentials, from notebooks to markers. And right now at Staples, you can save even more with $10 off your in-store purchase of $50 or more. Get everything for the office and the classroom for less at Staples. N729. In-store only. Exclusions apply.
Hot deals are happening at DJ's Rentals and Sales in Elk City. Spartan's summer sales event is going on now, and if you've been pondering the idea of buying a new zero-turn mower, now is the time. They're offering 0% financing or instant rebates. That means more money in your pocket and less time mowing the yard. Now that's a grass-cutting, money-saving deal. DJ's Rentals and Sales on South Main in Elk City.
Is your cattle mineral investment being washed away? Weather can cause conventional mineral to absorb water and blow away. Simply put, your cows probably aren't eating it. That's why Purina created Wind and Rain Storm Mineral, a weatherized mineral that can stand up to the elements. Its larger particle size makes it harder to blow away and easier for water to pass through it. Keep money in your pocket. Contact Farmers Union Co-op of Elk City today.
Farmers and ranchers, listen up. It's time to make your life easier with the Hay Wagon from Everett's Welding and Repair in Visalia, Oklahoma. The Apache Hay Wagon hauls multiple bales of hay and helps reduce waste. Less waste means more money in your pocket. It'll pay for itself over time, plus make your life easier. What a deal. See all they have to offer at everettswelding.com. Again, that's everettswelding.com. And be sure to check out their ads inside the Penny News.
Your tractor has a flat tire out in the field, or you're on a construction site and your truck tire is flat. So you call down to Blair. They answer the phone, and somebody comes to wherever you are to fix your problem. They come to you. Blair Tire and Feed has 8 people who work like dogs to take care of you. They carry Firestone, Michelin, and some other tires. Blair Tire and Feed. They're at the corner of Highway 283 and 19. For on-site tire service, call 563-2692. 563-2692. They come to you.
Hey, Today in Ag listeners, this is Jared Clark with South Star JCB. We carry a variety of wheel loaders, excavators, telehandlers, skid steers, and several other types of equipment. Please give me a call at 469-325-7466. That's 469-325-7466. Check us out on the web, southstartxjcb.com. That's southstartxjcb.com. I'd love to sell you one. Thank you and God bless you.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I picked out this Oklahoma for your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast. Currently, it is 99 degrees. Feels like 98. Dew points at 57. Humidity's 24. Put the balers up. Quit it. Winds are out of the west, southwest at 10 miles an hour, 16 miles an hour wind, and sunsets at 8:44. You are under a heat advisory. Man, I'm just going to rattle off the next 4 or 5 days' temperatures because all I can tell you is it's going to be hot. 104, 104, 103, 102, 103. And no rain in the forecast. So, and the Long Ranger there. So, anyway, there we go. Man, I'm going to tell you something. I went out to check the moisture in my wife's and mine garden that we're growing cantaloupe, where I'm growing cantaloupe and watermelons, and she's growing pumpkins. And I'm telling you what, I can't wait. I was looking under, in the last 2 weeks, the cantaloupe and watermelon just exploded since it, you know, quit raining and heated up, and they're just getting it. But I've got some serious cantaloupes underneath all them vines. I can't wait. Looks good. Miss Harrison out here east of town that grew the new state record cantaloupe last year. She provided me with a few seeds from that cantaloupe. And I was looking at the two vines that I'm growing with them. And some big girls growing down there. So anyway, gonna be fun. I can't wait. I will send pictures out as soon as I get my camera fixed. Anyway, I already promised Aaron here in the studio. He says they don't much so much like watermelon, but he's like me. We could probably eat cantaloupe all day long on that deal. Okay, let's see what's happening with the CRP, according to some things coming. House Republicans on the House Ag Committee, especially those, are debating possible major changes to the Conservation Reserve Program. As we all know, what the CRP is, a part of the upcoming Farm Bill reauthorization. Some key notes in the deal is removing the program's national acreage cap, providing Farm Service Agency, FSA, state offices with more decision-making power in that program, revising the environmental benefits index to use to review land proposed for the CRP enrollment. Instead of an acreage cap, the revised CRP would operate under a funding limit that matches the current Congressional Budget Office's cost projections. State would then have the authority to define the acreage of eligible for the general and grasslands and continuous signups within their jurisdiction. Another key potential change is altering the rental rate structural and offering more for the lands with poor soils compared to the ones with highly productive acreages. Acreage strategies are also under examination to transition lands that have been part of the general sign up for near extended periods like 30 years or more into the grassland sign up. The latter usually pays less to the landowners than the CRP general sign-up. The intended changes aim to transition CRP from being a top-down program to a locally led one. This better targeting highly erodible and environmentally sensitive land. However, some stakeholders like former Ag Committee members and lobbyists are skeptical about this shift, fearing it might lead to certain states missing out on allocation of or having the program be more susceptible to budget cuts at the congressional level. How's that? Representative Frank Lucas, from Republican from Oklahoma, feels the CRP drastically could lead states to possibly explode the system to gain more funding. The article notes, but others like Lynn, whatever his name is, a former advisor for Senator John Thune out of South Dakota, supports the changes, arguing that the more state control and flexibility might help better achieve their conservation goals. Still, the changes remain under discussion and have not been decided yet. It will be interesting to know the budget score on this and to check whether this is one of the efficiency gains the House Ag panel staff is working on finding more funding to spend elsewhere. And that was a great article, because nothing was talking about global warming or climate change in that article. So that was pretty cool. What do you guys think? Anyway, all right, let's see what else we got. The International Monetary Fund estimated that Russia's exit from the deal allowing Ukrainian exports via Black Sea could drive global grain prices up by 10 to 15%, but said it was continuing to assess the situation. The IMF estimated that Russia's exit from the deal allowing Ukrainian exports via the Black Sea driving prices up 10 to 15%. The chief economist, let's see, this is French. I'm going to get two of the three words in his name right. Pierre Alavi, I don't even know what the last name is, told reporters the Black Sea grain deal has been very instrumental in ensuring ample supplies of grains could be shipped from Ukraine, easing price pressures on food. Its suspension would likely put upward pressure on the prices. He said they are still going over the numbers and seeing where they're at, where they're going to land, but you would be thinking somewhere in the range. He's thinking somewhere in the range of 10 to 15%. The IMF on Tuesday forecast the global headline inflation would fall to 6.8% in 2023 from 8.7% in 2022, dropping to 5.2% in 2024. With core inflation declining more gradually to 6% in 23 and 4.7% in 2024. What do you guys think about the hike in the interest rates yesterday? Hadn't heard anything about that in the ag news today. I don't know if it's good or bad. You got your opinion. You got about 5 minutes to text into the Today in Ag text line at 580-225-9697. What do you think that hike yesterday is going to do? So there you go. They're thinking grain prices will slowly rise here on 10 to 15% because of that. Okay. Oh, hang on 1 second. Let me get back here to this text message that I have. Because I don't know. The parents all know this going on out here. But yesterday, about 40 Oklahoma kids from all over the state, a lot of them out here in western Oklahoma, headed to the AIM Grand National Trap Shoot in Sparta, Illinois. I've been following the guys going up there shooting for the last 4 or 5 years, especially from Merritt School out here, from their shooting team. These 40 kids are aged 10 to 21 years of old will represent Oklahoma in the national team and individual sport. Actually, there's a guy out here. He's a legend, Paul Hightower. He's the head coach from right here south of Elk City. So he is the head coach of that AIM team. So we want to wish them all the luck. And as they progress, if I see some results, I'll share it with you guys. Okay. Got just enough time to throw out the top six survival tips for raising teen farm kids. The toughest job in the world is that of being a mother. Raising children is tough. I think most moms would agree they would take a toddler again over parenting a teenager. Raising teens is not easy, and while many of those years are spent watching our children thrive, other times we are just trying to survive. Who's with her on that one? Anyway, summer breaks mean longer days, and while farmers love the endless sunlight to help with the endless workload, mothers might not share the same love. Summer means kids are home, and while it often means they can help more with the workload, it becomes a lot for parents at times. Sometimes when we are in the middle of preparing for county fair or baling straw, is when some belly aching starts. The good news, at least from my perspective, she says, is that the older the teen gets, the better the teen becomes. They learn the hard lessons that shaped farmers to be the heartbeat of America, learning trades like commitment, working together, and sacrifice. Not long ago, I jotted down some survival tips when I found myself arguing with one of my teenagers. Let me assure you all that I truly believe there's no better place to raise kids than on a farm. This especially holds true for teenagers who are finding their way and their purpose. There is always a job to do, and the landscape a farm provides is needed for a teen to figure out their purpose in life. So number one, fuel them up. Teenagers are growing at a rapid speed, so you must feed them a lot. I know that's a painful task with groceries being so expensive, but my tip is to feed them some kind of protein before you talk to them. Feed your teenagers. Establish boundaries. Those boundaries can be loosened the older and more mature they get. For example, my youngest son, who is 13, has a rule that the phone is put up by 9 p.m. We let the kids know that the phones are a privilege, and when they are disrespectful, they lose those privileges. Number three, establish some expectations. This often means chores and what they are required to do around the farm, but also in the home. Sometimes when kids are having a tough time staying on task, I will write out what all needs to be done. Then they can have time to hang out with friends, watch TV, or go fishing, do something. Number four, step away. I begin stepping away more. When it's just the kids in the barn, they talk to each other about school, about friends, about cows, about farm life and their problems. I think it is healthy for open dialogue among siblings. Number five, fresh air. It cures just about anything. When kids have an attitude, scoot them outside. And I'm sure that she was putting that mildly. Anyway, number six, last one. Give them attention. With something they might think that they don't need you, heck, they might, be more vocal to tell you that. Spend time with your children. I would add, spend time with your children away from the farm and away from doing chores together. Go grab some ice cream in town. Go play some basketball in the driveway. Go watch a movie. Talk to them. Listen to them. Hug them. It fills their hearts and minds as well as yours. Raising teens isn't for the faint of hearts. It's a tough job. What tips would you add to their survival list? I could name off a bunch, but we were about to run out of time. But I've been seeing this TikTok deal about this guy making fun. I think I shared it on my Facebook page, personal page. about raising a teenager, a 15-year-old kid. He said when he thinks is when the devil broke away from God and become the devil at 15 years old. He said he thinks that's the age that the devil is. So anyway, it's pretty good. So anyway, hope you guys enjoyed the show today. Tomorrow's Friday. I'll be here. It's the Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark. God bless.